This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is coming up to 5:41 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Shantanis of our news desk joins us now for Keep in View. And our story today is about businesses joining the April Fool's prank bandwagon. But unfortunately for Deliveroo, their attempt completely backfired. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, so Deliveroo in France thought it would be a great marketing move to prank their customers with fake billing. So thousands of
this
people...
This is genius. This is good work.
I don't know what to say. So thousands of people who bought pizza using Deliveroo basically received confirmation emails saying their bill is 450 euros. And apparently they ordered dozens of pizzas according to the bill, but customers obviously didn't see the funny side of it. Many took to social media to lash out against the stunt, and one of the customers revealed over the weekend that he almost had a stroke after seeing the bill. And thousands of other customers were also angry because they panicked and they tried to, you know, frantically call the banks to block any payment. And then the banks also had like an influx of traffic of calls coming in. They also didn't know what happened. And I think it was also how the fake invoices were printed with the customer's name, you know, on top of it. They had a message and saying something like, well done, you know, something like that. And then in the bill, Deliveroo also added that as a loyalty reward, 50 sachets of hot sauce will be thrown in for free. And obviously, they threw themselves in the hot soup after that.
Can I just quickly say, right, 450 euros, I just looked it up, is 2,188 ringgit.
Exactly.
So just for context, we're talking about almost 2,200 ringgit being billed to you because a business thought it would be funny.
This is a real no-brainer, right? I mean, nobody likes getting mysterious charges on any of their financial platforms. I don't know why anyone thought this was a good idea. That said, I believe customers do appreciate some amount of witty marketing when it comes to April Fool's Day. I know I saw a lot of local brands do some stuff that was really funny. Mm. But it's also a question of doing it tastefully, right? Like yeah. In the past, we've seen a fair number of brands actually manage this very successfully from a branding perspective.
Correct. So it's also when all these things are happening at a time where scams and cyber hacking is so prevalent. And also, it's not something, a prank that you even think you want to do on anyone. I mean, let alone, not even April Fool's Day, just any prank, right? You don't want to do anything like this. And like you said, in the past, we've seen some crazy but successful campaigns. I can think of the Burger King's chocolate whopper, where it was supposed to have, you know, syrup, the chocolate syrup standing in for the ketchup. They also had all this like white chocolate replacing the onions. And then PayPal also rolled out this one hilarious invention where supposedly you can... actually, a lot of people took this seriously, where you can print money using a smartphone in the future. And they did a cool video about that. I also remember Amazon's ad about 3 years ago showing they can get the author to deliver your books, you know. So they showed a promo video featuring best-selling crime writer Patricia Cornwell going above and beyond to fulfill a fan's order to deliver the book by herself. And I mean, that's a different kind of April Fool's prank, right? I also saw like some, like I think Shamila just said, like local ones. So they did some good ones. But those, like when they say like, we have like durian nasi lemak, you kind of think it's real because now
so I was going to say, I don't know if you guys saw Starbucks's nasi lemak frappuccino, I think it was. And a lot of people thought it was real just because of how crazily nasi lemak has been interpreted the last few years.
Yeah, everything has nasi lemak or durian or cheese in it, right, these days. And also we know people put Milo in Maggi curry these days. So like all these things doesn't sound like a joke anymore.
I don't want dinner anymore. After talking about this, I've just completely lost my appetite. I'm curious though, whether either of you have a fondness for this sort of marketing when it comes to brands. Do you like brands to be kind of funny and daring, or do you just, you know, I don't know, because I go back and forth on it. I think there has to be like a consistent tone and it has to match your product. But otherwise, you just go too far and then suddenly you're completely obnoxious, or like Deliveroo, it just goes so wrong.
I think it depends on the brand. You're right. I don't want my bank or my credit card to be cracking jokes. I'm quite happy.
Not insurance either.
Yeah, no. But I'm quite happy with, you know, food brands and I think even clothing brands can get away with some of these things, especially if their social media accounts are already very active, because, you know, you're kind of used to that kind of stuff from them.
Maybe next year we can go off air. For a day.
We'll just play rap music. Yes. That'll be what we do. We're talking today about April Fool's pranks as done by brands. We want to know how you feel about them. Are you a fan of businesses doing April Fool's pranks? How do you feel about pranks in general? Because I have strong feelings. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.